From the Baxter Regional Medical Center Studio, this is KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home on Suddenlink Channel 5 and around the world on KTLO.com.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
25 degrees here at KTLO. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp, joining you once again from the Baxter Regional Medical Center studio. And Jack, once again, coming to us from his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning. It is a beautiful, crisp, sunshiny morning out there. I love it. It's a little chilly. It wasn't as... Boy, I got up yesterday, and at 5 or 4... it was 13. And then when I went back and looked a little while later, it had dropped to 11. Brr! That's cold. I don't care if the sun is shining. But anyway, we're on a warm-up trend, and Matt's going to tell us all about that. Maybe we can dry out a little bit. We need to let some of this water run out of this soggy ground and get on down the river and out to the big water. I know some of the parts of the white on down from us, way on down, are approaching flood level. I didn't know that, but I guess, you know, when we dump all our water on them, it's got to go somewhere. We're going to have a fun day today. Now, this is odd. If it sounds like it's echoing in the old Never Done, I'm sitting here all by myself. This is the first time, Matt, I can't remember when I've been alone. I can't. You know, when I came to the studio, it was either you or Bob, so I wasn't alone. John and the guys have shown up here, just shown up almost from the inception of doing it in here in the shop. But anyway, this morning it just has worked out this way. There are circumstances beyond our control, and here I sit. But we're going to have a fun day. Miss Pam has posted some new pictures on the KTLO page, and she tells me she's titled them Too Many Cars in Too Little Time. I don't know what she's talking about. I mean, I'm working as fast as I can go, but anyway, I think I'm making real progress. Well, progress. I'm making progress. I guess maybe not real progress. But anyway, the pictures are there, so you can look at them and see, and they're new. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's get that rascal.
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 425-5522, or you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. You can also send in your questions and your comments by email to carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I would like to know, who do you two think will win today's race? The Daytona Xfinity Series.
Well, I'm going to pick a new one this time. I'm going to pick Noel Gregson. He's a new young driver. He's very fast. He's practiced extremely well. So I'm going to pick Noah Gregson.
How about you, Matt? Who are you picking?
I guess I'd probably have to go with the same guy.
He's going with the professional.
In other words, going along party lines, as they say.
Basically, yeah.
And who are you both picking tomorrow's big one?
Well, Mrs. Steiner would really like me to pick Martin Truex Jr., and I would be okay if he wins. And I want Clint Bowyer to win, but I think Harvick is going to win. What do you have? Have you picked one, Matt?
No, I haven't.
It's all new season. It's the Joe Gibbs team is hard to go against, but I just can't make myself pick Kyle Busch. I just can't.
Well, I tell you, Just curious, are they? They don't. Do they still do restrictor plates at Daytona, or they don't do? Oh, they do.
Well, it's not the restrictor plate they used to have. They have a plate.
Almost every race is restrictor plate.
What'd you say, Alan? I didn't understand you.
I said almost all the races are restrictor plate, except for a few here and there.
Well, all of the super speedways are. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
You think about it. And we'll come back to you later on that. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and since this is his last season.
Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Well, now that would be I'd feel all right with that too. I'd feel like he'd have to have some luck, but I think he can do it. He's got the car.
Yeah.
He's got the number 48.
Yeah. Who do you think, Alan?
I think Jimmy Johnson.
Well, okay. You and Matt are on the same page. We'll keep an eye.
Yeah, let's see what our man Joe thinks.
I may have to ask him during the break.
He's busy, Alan. He's working. We don't let him linger. We keep him busy. See, he's making coffee and shuffling papers and doing lots of things.
Yeah,
but still, he can give you guys a take on all of this.
All right, well, we'll see if we can get that from him.
See ya.
All right. Matt, why don't you tell us about the weather? I didn't get to hear it yet this morning. Lay it on me. Is it going to be good? No rain?
Yep, it's going to be considering, and it's going to be warming up the next few days. Excuse me. Today will be mostly sunny, highs near 51 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with lows near 36. Mostly sunny on Sunday, highs near 60 degrees. Sunday night mostly cloudy, lows will be near 44. And then on President's Day mostly cloudy, there will be another chance of precipitation beginning in that day. 30% chance, highs near 65 degrees. A 50% chance coming that night. That'll be their greatest chance of rain before it tapers off Tuesday morning. With that, though, there will be another cool front moving in as highs will dip back down into the mid-40s the rest of the week. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. At last check, North Fork Dam was shut down with flake levels at 560.49. Bull Shoals was running 6 units at 668.40. Our highest today was 36. Low this morning was 22. We at 26 right now, or are we 27? Okay, so we're climbing up a little bit. All right, so we'll break and we'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 12 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Complications this year? Changing jobs means a new W-4. Tax reform impacts virtually everyone this year. Let's see what it means for you. When it comes to taxes, H&R Block has your back. That means getting you every credit and deduction you deserve. Celebrating 55 years in the Twin Lakes area, we're here for you. Drop in, drop off, or appointments available. Call 492-7000 today.
It's the very best cuts of high-quality meat, poultry, pork, and seafood. It's the Meat Shop in Mountain Home, now open Monday through Saturday. Hand-cut fillets and ribeyes and beef tenderloin packed fresh daily, or chicken tenderloins wrapped in bacon, fresh sausage, cheeses, breads, sea bass, lobster tails, and shrimp. And quite frankly, the best hot dogs in Mountain Home. Be sure to ask the butchers their favorite way to season, grill, smoke, or cook what you pick. The Meat Shop on Carmers Drive behind Pizza Hut in Mountain Home, now accepting EBT.
Attention! Residents of Lakeview and Hand Cove, you're next. Construction has begun in your area. Next, powered by NAEC, has arrived. Next will put an end to your TV, internet, and telephone frustrations by offering speeds up to 1 gig over fiber optic technology. And Next strives for same-day service from local folks in local offices with local solutions. Next, proudly built for NAEC members. Call locally 870-895-3221. That's 870-895-3221.
Hear what Joanna from All Pet and Equine Supply says about the KTLO.com job postings.
Hi, I'm Joanna Shaw, manager of All Pet and Equine Supply. We've used the KTLO job site numerous times and had good results every time. We had responses as early as the next day. It's so much easier than our other options. I would say it's the most effective tool we've found so far. It's easy to place the ad. We get good response and we get a quick response. So we can get a position filled quickly instead of sitting for weeks running short-staffed.
Hang on just 1 second. That is the wrong selection there. Hang on just a moment. Here we go.
Dang it, Miss Patsy. Dang it.
Each time I see you again, I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? You want me to ask.
We welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy here on KTLO. It is 17 past 8. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number is 425-5522 or toll free 888-884-0364. And again, the email address is carguy@ktlo.com. We've actually got a call waiting. Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning. I have about 3 things to go over today. One, I'm sorry that Jack ran out of deodorant, and that's why nobody showed this morning.
Is that you, Rick?
Number 2, I'm
is
sure you're
Rick?
Going to know
it
who
is.
My pick is for the Daytona 500, and I'm going with an experienced driver who's had a rough year. It started when his girlfriend, Danica Patrick, left him, and this past week, the press has changed his name from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to Recky Spinhouse Jr. And so I'm a new fan of Recky Spinhouse Jr., and that's who I'm picking for the Daytona 500. And the third thing I wanted to mention real quick is I am not at your show today because I am participating in the AARP Safe Driving, Defensive Driving 55 Alive class, which is offered 3 different dates every month in Mountain Home. And it, thanks to the legislature in Arkansas, your insurance is forced to give you a discount if you attend the class. And you have to renew every 3 years, so I'm going in for my renewal and become a safer driver.
Well, that's certainly a plus, and we all know you can use it. You know, I'm
slow and safe.
Hey, you sound like you got the cold, buddy. Do you have the cold?
No, I'm just stressed out. You know, there's probably a test at the end of that class, so I want to make sure I pass.
sit by somebody smart and copy. That's what you've always done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sit by somebody smart. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. Hey, I passed or saw a Volkswagen bus boogieing to Harrison this week, and I knew it wasn't you because there was no cars behind it.
And
it was scooting down the road, so I figure it might be one of those Subaru conversions.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Mr. Keeping It Real. That's what my motto is.
And I'm with you. Let's keep her real, buddy. Keep her real.
I'd love to hear someone wanting to put a small block Chevy in one, though, so we'll have to find some pictures of that.
Oh, Lord. I'd rather have a Subaru. Well, I miss you being here.
We'll be back in a couple weeks. I've got more.
Now, listen. Not a lot, but I do miss you.
Okay, well, I'm missing Miss Pam. That's who I'm
missing.
The breakfast queen.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, Rick, and do good on your course.
I will, thank you.
Okay, and actually, that I make fun, but that safe driving course they give is good. It's a refresher. There isn't a test. It's non-threatening. It's informative for information and to make you more confident and comfortable, and you do get $25 off of your insurance policy. So I want to thank Rick for calling in on that. I met a listener, another one. It just, Matt, it absolutely, it still amazes me how many people listen to the program. I think I'm just sitting here and it's just you and me. But there's a lot of people listening to this program. And I, as I travel around the state, I don't know how the sound gets out there, but just this week I was in Marshall. Now, that's not very far away, and I know our signal goes there live. But a lady, Miss Judy, came up to me and told me that she was a listener and how much she enjoyed it. She didn't say it verbally, but I could tell that she wished that I sang more. You know, I just felt that in my heart. So I may try to sing a little more in the upcoming weeks. I think it's a demand. Have you received any emails about me singing more, Matt?
What do you think?
You're just holding them back from me?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I thought. Did you hear me singing with Miss Patsy?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, did that go out over the air?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, well, maybe Miss Judy will feel better now. Cause, you just know how you can feel what, and I just knew she was wanting to ask me to sing more. Now, if they send in requests, I'll just have to, be humble and do my best, I guess. But anyway, she was down there.
Okay. For those of you that believe that Jack will be humble, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Okay. All right. Moving on. But I did meet a nice lady. Her name was Judy, and she was from Marshall, and she's a regular listener. And we were at a government function, but it was good to talk about the car show instead. Miss Pam and I had a windshield put in blue this week. We'd gotten a couple chips over the years. We got like almost 170,000 miles already on that poor little thing. And they just get road dings and chips and stuff. And it was at nighttime. It had prisms in it. So anyway, I got a new windshield. And they came out here into the garage and put it in right here in the garage. And I know time has passed the car guy by. But it didn't even have a window molding. I was going to watch them, see how they did it. It's all adhesive. They actually break it to get it out. They cut this rubber cement stuff and get it out of there and then take all that old stuff out, put new sealant in, put the windshield back in the sealant very carefully, and then it's done. Kind of cool. So, I know. I wake up in a modern world every day. Speaking of waking up in a modern world, I was looking at some of my old hot rod pictures, and I probably shouldn't have looked too close because some of my old race cars, it scared me to death. When I looked at some of the, what I called welds in those days and what passed for me welding stuff together, and I tried early on, when I was building cars as a boy, to bolt things together. I tried to make adapters and try to fabricate. And man, I'd spend a lot of time on drilling holes and making brackets to bolt things together. because I only had a gas welder, oxygen acetylene, at my disposal. And some of those welds I did, I know I didn't get good penetration on some, and others I probably made it too hot and they were brittle because they would crack and break. But I survived anyway, and I don't think it was just me. I think it was everybody around me. I remember there was a kid in our neighborhood. His dad got a stick welder, an old arc welder where you put a stick on it and burn it. And, boy, we used to hang out there, and we would burn up some rod trying to learn how to weld. And then there was a young guy who moved in, and we thought he was a grown man, but as I think back about it, he was probably 19 or 20. He was in the Air Force, and he was married. But because of his experience on the base, he knew how to weld aluminum, and he could do some really nice welds. And, boy, he was everybody's. Everybody loved him. He was the hero. Okay, well, the racing weekend, it has started, Speed Week, and I am thrilled to death. I'm excited. I am quivering even. That Busch Clash, I don't know if everybody got to watch that or not, but lordy, lordy, it was, how should I describe that? Interesting? It was that. It was exciting. It was actually a good race. If you didn't own one of the 12 $250,000 cars that got destroyed, I mean destroyed, there were only six cars still running at the end of the race. And at the end, those six, they were still crashing and running and banging and trying to win. If that's any indication of the season, I say bring it on. I know in the Daytona 500, they'll be a little more cautious because those cars they had in the Clash were excellent cars, but they weren't a B car. They weren't. I guarantee you they weren't the car they were planning on using in the Daytona 500. But anyway, they tore them up, and it was a good race, and Eric Jones won it. He was one of the last ones running. So, oh boy! And it started under a rain delay, and I thought, oh no! But it just passed through, and they got it started. Joey, now the 125s, you know, you're stepping up into the better cars. They didn't want to wreck these cars. And so those are pretty good races. Joey Logano won the first 125, and poor old Daniel Suarez, I felt so bad for him. He had lost his ride with a team that was guaranteed a spot in the race, and the team he was with, he had to race his way in, and he crashed out, and he was the only car that didn't finish the 125, so he's not going to make it. That's a hard lick for that team because they needed that $250,000, which is what they get, by the way, to start the race. $250,000 to start it. And then William Byron, young William Byron, won the second duel. And then the truck race last night was quite exciting. They were really making me nervous. I want to tell you, I'm going to give you one thing. I can be critical, and we can make fun of them. We can talk about how they do and what they do. But those are the best car control people in the world. They are the best. There's an argument to say they're the best racing drivers, but they are undoubtedly the best car control because nobody else runs three wide, 200 miles an hour, inches apart, for lap after lap after lap. It made me get up on the edge of my seat. I can remember, now it's been a long, long time ago, when Jack was trying to be a race car driver, I ran at half that speed with not the quality of equipment and not the amount of cars on the track, much, much shorter tracks. And I can remember it being really intense then. And I could just only imagine what it is running 200 miles an hour, inches apart, or no, they'll be rubbing on each other. So you got to give them, they are good. They are good. And then, of course, now the Daytona 500, everybody, yay, yay. It's coming up tomorrow. And today, the Xfinity race is going to be on FX1 at 1:30. And like I already told you, I'm picking Noah Gragson. So we'll see how that works out. And then the 500, this is kind of a bad deal. It's going to be on Fox, Real Fox, which is good for us up here because we get our feed out of St. Louis. But Fox and the station in Little Rock, which covers the majority of Arkansas, not us, but the majority of Arkansas, they are quarreling, and they have a blank screen. So there will be no Daytona 500 for them to watch on their TV. They're going to have to find it somewhere else. It was the same with the Super Bowl. It was blacked out down there, too. I don't know how they didn't have a revolt. But anyway, I'm sure it's a matter of money. But Fox, the Fox affiliate down there is not got a signal.
Hmm.
Not on Dish TV, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I guess somebody go out and buy an antenna quick fast.
Yeah. By the way, Jack, one thing I did want to kind of mention, especially with the Fox carrying tomorrow's race, I am kind of surprised that they're just going with a two-man booth for the broadcast.
I was too. I don't think that was on purpose. They had planned a three-man, and shall we say, negotiations broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
I tell you, I wouldn't mind seeing Larry McReynolds back there. I thought he'd do.
Oh, I like Larry Mac.
I did too.
But he did a great job. Yep. And they'll probably get it. They'll probably be a third one in there before the season's over, before their part of the season is over. Oh, NHRA, I got to talk about that a little bit. The drag racers, they opened at Pomona, a big gala. It was their 60th anniversary running there. And their champion, Steve Torrence, conspicuously was absent. He and his championship team, his dad and his team, and two other teams that rely on them for parts and money weren't there. I called my guys at Goodyear because I knew that they always hear the gossip. They know everything. And they said that they did a test at Phoenix the week before last, and the Capco guys were there, and they tested, and they left all their equipment. They knew they weren't coming because they parked their haulers. They made arrangements to park their equipment, everything, and left it at Phoenix. So that was not a surprise. Well, it was a surprise to NHRA. And I think, as best I could tell, and they wouldn't let it out for a long time, but I think the deal is, and here's what the guys told me, Steve Torrence was steamed. He was still upset. At the end of last year, the last race, he shoved another guy that everybody called a kid, a rookie. Do you remember that incident? He gave him a push, and they were hollering at each other.
Yeah.
Well, they fined him $25,000, and I didn't know that. That wasn't in the media. They fined him $25,000 and said he had to go to anger management, he, Steve Torrence, before they'd let him race again. And he was appealing that process, and I think NASCAR was dragging their feet. But what it is, on TV, it looked like that Steve Torrence, the champion, is pushing this rookie guy that's just trying his very best to beat him and get started, when in fact, in actuality, the guy he's pushing is not a kid. He's only 6 months younger than Steve Torrence. He just looked younger, and he is a professional racer. He just hasn't had the success that Torrence had. And the media played it up and made a big deal out of it and made Torrence look like a terrible bad guy. You got to let me give you a little background on Steve Torrence. He is a little bitty man. He had cancer when he was 17, almost died, survived it. He had a heart attack 4 years ago, has worked through that and came back and is driving a Top Fuel car. So, you know, there's two sides to every story. The Capco team will be back when the races resume in Phoenix, I'm sure, because their equipment is sitting there waiting, and that will be next weekend. So that's just a little bit of a backstory on that, what you did not hear. So I wanted to get that out there. I just felt like I needed to. Matt, we better get our next break in here.
All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 26 before 9 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Keep up with all the latest happenings in the Twin Lakes area on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, Monday through Friday at 1235 on KTLO-FM. Local guests will join me, Kim Saichi, to discuss upcoming events, share interesting stories, and helpful information for you, our loyal listeners. Join me on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Edward Jones Advisor in Mountain Home.
Accidents happen when we least expect them. At any moment, you, your child, your spouse, or your best friend could need life-saving blood. And there's only one place to get it. From generous donors like you and me. All types are needed.
Donate Blood Friday from 8:30 to 1:30 at Flippin High School in Flippin.
This message is brought to you by The Uniform Shop, Ozark Surgical Group, and Advanced Auto Body.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse...
Reverse osmosis to get the mostest out of your drinking water? Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.